Obi.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to DeathNorfronts.com comic book podcast.
Obi.
I'm your host, The Dead Man, and your only host for this podcast. Shut the fuck up, Jax.
Obi.
As always, we are brought to you by Fuck for the Sponsors, but today, let's go with Audible. Why not? With over 100,000 audiobooks, including New York Times bestsellers, Audible is your one-stop shop for all your electronic audio literature needs. Go to audibletrial.com/deathdoorprods or click the link at the bottom of the page. Start yourself up with a free 14-day trial and get yourself a free audiobook. That is audibletrial.com/deathdoorprods. Link is at the bottom of the page. While we do not have books, we do have shirts. So deathdoorprods.com/store. Get yourself some shirts. When we are still holding our thing, we are looking for shirt designs. Post them in the forums. Underneath the post where we put it, it's in the lobby. You don't have to be a member anymore, so you can just post that shit there. And if we like it, we'll make a shirt out of it, and we'll give you a cut of the profits. Or if you just feel like giving us money, go to deathdoorprods.com/indiegogo. That is I-N-D-I-E-gogo. And donate some money. Help us make the site better. We're going to be using new tech to make all this shit better. It's going to be stronger, faster, smarter. Well, not us, obviously. But our content will. And, yeah. So, like I said, I'm your host, Deadman. Joey's today, as always. We have Bovi on.
Shax, you have now used up the maximum number of times you're allowed to say my name.
And Shax.
Okay, I'll just call you Brovi from now on.
They're two different people. Well, two different personalities.
Yo, I heard you were looking for me, bro.
Hey!
God damn it, Shax. What hell have you brought upon us?
Your hell,
I'm
bro.
Happy. Yeah.
Great, now he's going to talk about fucking robots versus zombies all the time.
Oh, my phone is dying. I have to get up to plug it in.
Oh, shit. Bro, he's gone.
First world problems.
Oh, my phone. I don't want to get up to plug in my phone.
In case, we're going to talk about some comics. So, Bovi, what have you been reading?
Okay, I have two things.
Okay.
That is a 100% improvement from last week.
Yes, it is.
So I read Venom issue 3.
Oh, okay.
And it's freaking interesting.
Yes, it is.
A whole lot of shit happens, and I'm gonna get into spoiler territory because it's issue 3, people. If you haven't read it yet, then you're like me last week, and that's a pathetic place to be.
Shit.
So, basically, Jack-O-Lantern, is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he captures whatever Flash's girlfriend's name is.
Betty Ross.
Betty!
Betty Brant.
He captures Betty, and yes. So Venom actually manages to...
Betty Ross is Hulk's lady friend.
Venom actually manages to get to the armed shipment in order to stop it, but then he gets a phone call basically saying, we have Betty, if you don't deliver it for us, then we're going to kill her. And so he does that, and the suit's starting to take over. He's way gone past his limit. And so after he does the deal, he just sort of says, kind of like demands that the suit just take him to Betty, just do this one thing, take me to Betty. But then Peter Parker shows up to fuck everything up.
Of course, because when doesn't Peter Parker fuck everything up?
Mm-hmm. So basically, he shows up as Spider-Man, starts beating the crap out of Venom, be like, what are you doing here this time? Just go away! And he's like, no, just let me go, just let me help her. And then he full-on switches to Venom because the Venom symbiote wants to kill Spider-Man.
Of course, why doesn't he? I mean, when doesn't someone want to kill fucking people?
So, because of Peter Parker, Betty may die, and Flash has gone completely out of control. And that's where we're left. Actually, we're left with Flash's commander detonating the thing in his neck. We don't see it detonate, but we see him push the button.
Fucking Spider-Man.
He pushed Flash's kill switch. I'm gonna assume because there's
he activated his like Task Force X little neuro detonator thing.
Yeah, I'm gonna assume because there's way more issues in the series that it doesn't kill him.
Good guess.
But yeah, still the suit still seems to be taking a liking to him, although it seems its priority is murdering Spider-Man.
Well, of course, it's always the suit's priority. The suit at all times wants to kill Peter Parker, because I guess it's like one of those crazy ex-girlfriend things.
And Peter Parker can't help but dangle himself in front of Venom and be like, ooh, look at me, I'm Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Come kill me.
It's like, oh, just look at my fully alive form. It's so nice, not full of holes.
If you don't attack me, I will attack you.
all my bones are still in one piece. Aren't I lucky? Okay, so what else have you been reading?
I read Suicide Squad issue 5.
Okay, only two behind.
Speaking of neural detonators, Harley Quinn has deactivated hers.
Because, yeah.
So, during the prison riot, Yo-Yo got eaten by King Shark, who I guess was playing dead. He was just kind of sitting there, waiting. Rum, nom, nom, nom.
Yeah.
Harley Quinn's thing was deactivated. She started a riot. She escaped. Deadshot stopped the riot and got his, promised visitation with his daughter, although it was cut short for him to hunt down Harley Quinn. And so now there's nothing he wants more in the world than to put a fucking bullet in her skull.
Of course, because honestly, who doesn't? Seriously, it is so fucking God. Okay. Shax, you seem real interested in all this. Oh, God. So, you know, anything else you want to say about Suicide Squad, Bobby?
I like the way it's going, and I've seen less and less of the artwork that annoys me. When it started off, I believe I mentioned that some of the artwork did bug me and looked a bit too cartoony. That seems to have been toned down now. It seems to much more fit the feel of the storyline. Oh, and El Diablo actually, like, literally turned into El Diablo.
Turned into El Diablo.
He, like, literally turned into the devil.
We need a classical guitar is like every time you say El Diablo. Chicka-chicka-ching. El Diablo.
I know it's different universes, but he needs Deadpool to follow him with a guitar.
Yeah, like if they ever did a crossover, that would be really great. Just like Deadpool would probably be the guy with a guitar at all times. Just, I am El Diablo. Stuff the Deadpool. Sorry, man. Yeah, I was looking over a bunch of stuff, and it was like a bunch of like Deadpool stuff on like superheroes.memebase.com. And there were a bunch of them where like there was one with like Thor running out. He's like, we're Asgard! And then. And I'm Deadpool's right behind him. For Albuquerque! Yeah, Deadpool's awesome.
Except, you know, in the Ultimate Universe.
Yeah, but I said Deadpool, not Ultimate Deadpool. Okay, so, yeah, Shax, have you read your Mandatory One comic?
Before that, what's the difference between the Venom like that he's reading and the Venom that you were reading?
He is reading these stuff before. He was not reading. He's reading stuff that happened before the Venom that I'm reading.
Yeah, you were like the side story of issue 13 point whatever, right?
I'm at issue 14.
You're now at issue 14. Okay, so I'm just behind him.
Yeah, he's at issue 3. I'm at issue 14.
Okay.
Yes, and coming soon, issue 15, when Venom joins the Avengers.
Holy shit.
Because, yeah, everyone joins the Avengers.
Everyone joins the Avengers.
Yeah, Red Hulk's in the Avengers.
I think I kind of need some new pants.
This isn't the Anything Cast movie.
So, I'm just saying, the idea of Venom in the Avengers.
Okay, yeah, I wasn't thinking like that.
Oh, you thought I just wanted to start a conversation about buying new pants?
The one time that he actually does make a sex joke, and I think that he's actually just talking about buying pants.
It's because I don't make them very often.
No, but it's just like, before we started, like, Shaq sent us all those links of buying pants.
Oh.
And then you say, I could use some new pants. I'm like, oh, goddammit.
Yes, it's all Shaq's fault. Shame on you, Shaq.
Goddammit, Shaq.
Yeah, what was I doing? Start from the internet before we started.
guess, from Shaxx, what you've been reading.
Well, you know, whoa. I would have been surfing the internet looking at pants if it wasn't for Bovey and Kitty making dinner for an hour. Yeah, now what?
I still blame you.
So, yeah, I read... let me look it up real quick. Walking Dead number 9.
Okay.
Walking... I know. It's not true the way it ends. I know it's just,
Okay, so for the people out there who forget Walking Dead issue 9.
Carl gets shot at the end.
Oh, yeah.
And, it literally brought a smile to my face. And a warm spot in my heart was filled with joy and happiness.
Yeah, anytime Carl gets shot, I always start laughing.
Oh, man, I was just like, yes! Oh.
Yeah, but you've seen the show, and that's one of the few things from the show they keep. I mean, from the comics they keep in the show.
I don't remember him getting shot in the show.
Or did that take place in the second season? Oh, yeah, second season it happens. Sorry.
Spoiler alert! Jesus!
Well, you've read it in the comics now, you know about it anyways.
Yeah, that happened at the beginning of season 2. Season 2 is over now.
I'm going to have to get season 2 now. Yeah.
It's over, so catch the fuck up.
Yeah, I need to. What all happened in this? All shit hit the fan with, the town, the little town they were in, the little closed off community. Carol gets her face eaten off.
Carol lives, I think.
Yeah, Carol doesn't die yet.
Yeah. Who is it? The chick that's married to the dude. Oh, I was just talking about it the last episode where she ran into the black guy in the hallway.
Yeah, maybe.
It said how she was giving her "I want to fuck you" eyes to him.
Well, that was Carol you were talking about, but
yeah, but Carol doesn't get eaten.
Get eaten there.
She gets eaten in the prison. Spoilers.
I know, because that's the part of the comic I didn't read because of my confusion between the softcover volumes and the hardcover books.
Right. It's the wife of the dude that we were talking about him beating her.
That was Carol, but she isn't dead.
She's not dead.
Alright, fill the air, because I'm looking this up now, because I don't remember who it is. I could have swore it was Carol.
Maybe it was Carol's husband.
No, it was the chick that died.
I don't know. Face. Like I said, I didn't read that part of the comics.
Yeah, I did, and I can't remember.
I should. I really should go back and read that, because I feel like I missed a bunch.
Donna!
Who?
It's Donna.
Donna. I don't know her.
Who's Donna? She's not important.
She's not important, so fuck her.
She's dead. Donna and her husband.
Oh, yeah, the twins' parents.
Alan and Donna.
It's the twins' parents.
Yeah, so Donna. I must have a couple people still confused. I thought I had everyone straightened out, but I guess not. So, yeah, Donna gets her face eaten off.
I completely forgot about the Donna and the twins.
Yeah.
Believe me, the twins get so fucked.
Which twins? Lost their mother, so.
Girl twins or boy twins?
Boy twins.
Oh, fuck them. They should have left them with their dead mom. Only take the hot twin girls.
Believe me, having them around might make you like Carl again. Or at all.
Probably not. I want him dead. Hashtag.
It makes me like Carl. Already. Well, kill him in the show, absolutely. I don't think they will ever be able to redeem him in the show.
Oh, yeah. So, actually, should we actually read that article?
We can. I mean, that's kind of why I gave it to you guys.
Yeah, okay. So, Shaxx has an article from College Humor. Written by Marina Kockenberg. And it's called 10 Reasons Why the Walking Dead Should Just Kill Carl.
Now, this is the show, not the comic.
Yeah, shows a picture of Carl from the show with hashtag kill call already. And I just realized that he's wearing a Science Dog shirt, and that is awesome.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, Science Dog is a fictional comic book character inside Invincible, which is another series that Robert Kirkman writes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that I just, like, I remember seeing that a little while ago in a few episodes. I wanted to bring it up, but I forgot about it. And now I see it again, and I'm like, yes, Science Dog! He's a giant anthropomorphic dog who fights people with a jetpack.
Right on.
Yeah, so these 10 reasons why the show should just kill Carl. Number 1, Carl, stay in the house. Number 2, seriously, Carl, stay in the house. Number 3, Carl, I don't want to yell, but it's the middle of the zombie apocalypse, and we're going to need you to stay close by. Number 4, okay, buddy, can you just be a good little sheriff and stay put? I don't know, guard the living room. Yes, okay, here's a special hat for you, and you are officially on duty to protect the couch cushions. Just stay in the house. Number 5, Carl, I grabbed you, but it seems a bit trite, what with the hordes of zombies outside trying to eat your faces. Number 6, remember what happened when another little kid wandered off alone? You were here for that. Number 7, it's great to keep your childish rebellion alive, but if one of the bad guys gets you, Daddy is going to have to shoot you in the head. Number 8, please, Carl, just stay here. I'll be right back. Protect the couch cushions, make some lunch, get back to doing that math homework we inexplicably cared about 4 episodes ago. Carl, I'm not fucking around. Please, Carl, just stay in the house. Do this one fucking thing. Just stay in the house for the next 5 minutes. Number 10, has anyone seen Carl? He's not in the house. Yeah, so
I'm interested in the math homework one. Was there a point in the they were like pressuring him to do homework?
I don't know. I can't remember.
It may have been mentioned in an earlier episode in the second season. And what I'm guessing is just like, oh, you still better do math. You still want to be smart. Then they're like, oh, fuck math.
Yeah,
all you need to know is 3 zombies minus 1 zombie equals 2 zombies. Okay, if I have 7 bullets in my magazine and I fire off 3, how many do I have left? There's math everywhere in the zombie apocalypse world.
Yeah, so, like, so I have a 55 caliber Beretta sniper rifle. If I fire the bullet has enough piercing power to go through 17 layers of concrete. If I fire a bullet in a straight line of zombies, how many zombies will the bullet go through before I have to shoot again? My math is probably way off there, but fuck you guys.
See, this is where we need a soundboard so we can have the more you know.
Da na na na.
Yeah, I tried to look into it. There don't seem to be any Skype soundboards.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's weird. I thought for sure.
So back on topic.
Actually, in the comments, if you know how I can use a Skype soundboard, explain.
They'll probably say get a soundboard. Put your microphone up to it. Make the sound.
Well, that sounds like shit.
Well, what do you expect? We're using Skype.
Results.
Oh, actually, I know how I could do it. It would involve a lot of equipment, though.
Which we might be able to get if people donate to the Indiegogo. That is DeathStarProducts.com/Indiegogo.
Yeah, because I would totally waste it on a soundboard.
It's equipment.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
The first thing I put on there is a bullshit button.
Comics.
Comic books.
Yeah, so Shax, anything else you want to say about Walking Dead 9?
Carl gets shot at the end. 2 things here. 1, Rick is a bad parent. 2, fuck Rick, man. Gets pissed off at the dude for shooting his son when he's the one that brought his son hunting in the middle of a zombie apocalypse? And there's one point where the one black chick and white dude basically they just want to stay behind and fuck each other, which you learn later. They're like, can we stay back? And Rick's like, yeah, you can stay with so and so and the kids. Why the fuck is Carl not part of the kids?
Because he's Rick's kid.
He's the only fucking asshole that's so fucking stupid as a parent that's like, oh yeah, come on with me, son. Let's go out to the zombie apocalypse where anything can fucking happen. Oh God. Like, I'm glad Carl got shot. I'm so fucking happy about it. Between him being a stupid fucking kid and his parents being between his parents, like, they might as well just come out and be like, we're trying to get our son killed because we already got one on the way. We don't need two. And which, at this point, I mean, being that there's no future for humanity at all, I mean, you're just trying to survive until you are to a point where you can just die as an old person. There's no future in this world. I mean, there's hope, but there's no future. I mean, you might as well just come to the idea that this is what it's going to be like forever. So stop populating. So shouldn't he push Lori down some stairs? Get it done and over with. Either that or get out a coat hanger. Either way. Maybe punch her in the stomach. I don't know.
I guess, like, for them, like, oh, baby, might as well we're alive and there's hope and shit.
I don't know.
And, you know, with everyone else being, you know, dead, they kind of need to repopulate the Earth. Like, if they at some point, like, managed to wipe out every zombie, Earth's population could consist of, like, seven people.
There are enough of them at that point to conceivably repopulate the planet without any disastrous level of inbreeding.
not disastrous, but still, you might get a few little ones.
Have some second cousins hooking up.
Yeah, you might get a couple flipper babies.
You might end up with the penguin, but don't panic.
Don't panic. Grab your towel and hang on tight.
Oh man,
sorry. I have one other thing to say about The Walking Dead. Just an offhand comment. I've been playing the board game. The TV show based one. It's a good board game. It really is. I've never won. I've never seen any time when a survivor actually makes it all the way through.
Well, you are bad at the zombiepocalypse then.
No, it's a hard game for a survivor to make it all the way through. But there's a certain encounter card where instead of encountering zombies, other things happen. And I'll tell you that the one guy we were playing with, he got repeatedly hit by one of the worst ones, personality conflict, which basically this is the card of Rick and Shane arguing. And he just got hit by that over and over again. There's another one called Love Triangle.
Oh, guy. Yeah, that's...
And they're both shitty cards to be hit with.
It sounds like it.
Yeah. Okay, so... Jackson, anything else you want to say about Walking Dead, or is that it?
I think that's it.
Or do you want to say Carl got shot again?
Carl got shot again. God damn, that was so nice. Like... As you know, to a point, I didn't even think. Well, Rick's been such a bad parent this whole time that I think I've probably just gotten like blinded by it. But as soon as he got shot, I'm like, "What the fuck was he doing out in the woods?" Like, all of a sudden, it hit me.
It was a dad teaching his son to hunt.
No, you don't do that during the zombie apocalypse.
Oh yeah, because because clearly there'll be just food everywhere.
Well, wait till he's a little older.
Look, yeah.
If he's a little, yeah, like waiting till he's older might be you waiting for him to die.
I guess, yeah, you are actually defending that well.
Yes, yeah, so, yeah, like let's say he waits till he's older, then two things could happen: A, Carl will die; B, Rick will die, and then no one will be able to teach Carl how to hunt.
Well, he just got shot, and he could die from it. I mean, we know he doesn't, but he could die from it. Mm-hmm. Then what? He's dead now instead of later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I guess Carl being shot was the one thing Rick really wasn't anticipating. And why would you?
Yeah, because like you're going out into the woods, like everyone's dead, everyone's zombies and stuff. Like you're going out to teach your son to hunt, then boom, son got shot. Oh fuck!
And like,
I didn't see that coming.
The dude that shot him was like, "I'm sorry, I thought you guys were zombies. I thought you were them." And it's like that's a reasonable expectation to have of people walking around the woods. Maybe he shouldn't have been a dumb fuck that just shot first, but it can happen. And it's like it's more logical to shoot first and then ask questions later than it is to bring an 8-year-old out into the fucking woods during a zombie apocalypse.
Well, here's
today's world.
Here's what my response to him shooting and saying I thought you were zombies would be. It's like, wait, this might just be me being a bad parent, but why didn't you shoot him in the head? What? Yeah. If he thought he was a zombie, why did you shoot him through the chest? That's just nothing. Yeah. Were you wanting to waste ammo? Were you just trying to fuck around?
I'm a really bad shot. It's like, I'm kind of drunk right now. Okay. Tickets as for Jack. On to me. I have 5 things to talk about. So, starting with Grimm Fairy Tales, The Jungle Book, issue 1. Yeah, so Grimm Fairy Tales is sort of their new ongoing or mini-series kind of thing in The Jungle Book, where Mowgli is now a chick.
I hate it.
Yeah, I hated it when he said Jungle Book number 1.
But yeah, and they also kind of changed the story a bit, because instead of, like... Because, like, the only really version of The Jungle Book I know is the Disney one.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens in the comic book one is Mowgli, as a child, is kidnapped along with 4 other children to be sold into slavery, I'm guessing. But then their boat crashes on that island.
Why can't they kidnap Carl?
God damn, we're done with Carl, okay?
We will never be done with Carl.
Yeah. Until he is dead.
Which I guess will be soon, but fuck it, moving on. So, a bunch of kids kidnapped for slavery. The boat crashes on an island, which is in the middle of an animal war. Because, yeah, there's those, I guess. So there are 4 kids, and then each of the 4 kids is given off to a different group of people. Like I think the monkeys took a kid, the tigers took a kid, I'm pretty sure the elephants took a kid, and then the wolves took Mowgli. And none of the kids were told that there are other kids living on that island. They all think, like, Mowgli thinks that she is the only human on that island, even though she doesn't know what a human is. Oh yeah, and she ran to Baloo, who has tribal paint on his back.
Hmm.
Yeah, so it's not terrible. I'm guessing, but like, unless like in the next issue they break out into Bare Necessities, I'm gonna be just, no, done. Yes, yeah, moving on. Army of Darkness, issue 2.
A Bare Necessity is to kill Carl.
They should kill him with a bear.
And feed him to that bear.
Kill him with a bear. So he's going to be killed by a bear and then be fed to the bear that killed him?
Yep.
The bear's just going to come up and eat him. And people will be like, oh shit, we were so busy about thinking about zombies, we didn't realize that bears could eat him.
Yeah, moving on, Army of Darkness issue 2, speaking of zombies. So in this one, it actually has Ash. Like, proper Ash. With his robot hand.
Yeah, what was the first one? Wasn't it like it was a chick that was Ash?
It was an alternate universe where the Ash in that universe was a chick.
Okay, yep.
Yeah, so, like, this one is just going through, I'm guessing it's going to be going through, like, a bunch of different universes, because, like, you know, it's a big, like, universe-spanning thing where, like, all the different Ashes from all different universes are brought together to face one huge, like, reality-destroying threat.
That sounds horrible.
But yeah, so Ash now has a minigun for a hand. Like he has a regular chainsaw, but then he has a regular chainsaw, he has a robot hand from Army of Darkness, but now he also has a minigun.
You know what? I didn't even like the robot hand.
Yeah, the robot hand was fucking retarded, but...
I only liked the chainsaw hand. He needs the chainsaw hand.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, like, if he's right-handed and he has a chainsaw hand, he's going to scratch his ass. Or wipe his ass, or scratch his dick.
He has another hand.
Which has a shotgun in it.
He has a holster for the shotgun.
He doesn't have to hold on to the shotgun 24 hours a day. I mean, he's going to wipe his ass.
What if he's shooting someone with a shotgun that has itchy balls?
He's not going to itch his balls until he's done shooting someone.
What if he needs to reload his shotgun? You can't really reload a shotgun quickly with a chainsaw.
He managed to. He can do it. He's learned.
Okay.
It's just that fucking awesome.
It's a minigun?
Yeah.
Like, it's a minigun.
Well, a small minigun.
Is it an SMG or is it a minigun?
It's multiple barrels spinning around and shooting bulls from into...
Yeah.
Yeah, so it is a small minigun.
It's barrel.
How the fuck has he got that in one hand?
He's Ash. If he can make a robot hand in, like, the 14th century, I'm pretty sure he can make a minigun fit in his hand.
It's not about what he makes to put on his hand. It's about the fucking the length and the weight of it.
Well, I think what that man is saying is it's like a smaller version of a minigun. You can take that same concept and make it smaller.
Yeah.
He's got like a bear at hand.
He could have a Nerf.
Well, not Barrett from the movie. Because that's ridiculous. He's Barrett now. Three fucking miniguns.
No, this is just a standard looking minigun, only smaller.
So like Barrett from the games. Game.
I don't know.
Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, get your shit together, man.
I never played Final Fantasy.
He's got a little minigun on his hand.
Yeah.
Oh, the black guy.
In the movie, he had the big fucking thing.
Yeah, so I don't know anything about Final Fantasy VII aside from Cloud and its emo.
It's not emo.
Yeah, it's not emo. What are you talking about?
Your face is emo.
Cloud? Yeah, Cloud and fucking Vincent look fucking emo as hell.
Cloud is not emo. Well...
Cloud has blonde hair. How does he look emo? Emos wear makeup and have dark hair because they dye it pink and black.
Pink isn't dark.
No, you're fucking missing my point, jack off. They dye their hair fucking girl colors with black or
whatever.
It's
like black with a little streak of pink or purple or...
So he can still be an emo little bitch.
But he's not.
How do you know? I've seen the movie.
Because I played the fucking game!
He's depressed because he's had serious hardship in his life. That's not emo.
Well, boo fucking do. Everyone has hardship.
Emo is, I can't feel anything, so I'm going to cut my wrist so I can feel pain. Because it's the only way I know how to feel anything, because I can only feel pain. I can't feel a joke from watching like stand-up comedy or anything like Richard Pryor.
It's all because, I don't know, like, they don't even have a good fucking reason to be sad. Cloud, like, he's...
Okay, fuck it, we're not here to talk about fucking video games. We're not here talking about fucking video games, we're talking about fucking comic books. You wouldn't want to run
talk shit about Cloud and just, ah!
It's video games. You brought up Barrett.
I said like Barrett, because I was trying to make a comparison that people would understand.
Well, I didn't understand it, so you failed.
No, you
failed. Well, you're not the only person in the fucking world, are you?
Yeah.
How do I know?
Shaq's got it.
Yeah, I got it.
So, I'm the host.
The audience probably got it.
I count for people. The host, I count for three people.
He has diseases. He's retarded.
No, I have Asperger's. It's the difference.
You're the one that's been calling them diseases this whole time.
Yeah, Asperger's is a disease.
So I said you have diseases. You're retarded.
Yeah, but I'm not retarded. I have Asperger's. It's a difference.
No, the only difference is that term's not used anymore because it started to be used so offensively. If we use that same terminology, then you would be called retarded.
So we don't use Asperger's anymore, retarded.
No, we don't use retarded anymore.
Okay, you're all fired.
How can that be offensive? People that are retarded can't think.
That's why it's offensive, because of assholes like you.
Moving on, I've read COV.
What is that? CO.
Covert Vampiric Operations.
I hate it.
Yep.
It's pretty good.
Is it about vampires?
And zombies and magic and demons.
Oh, fuck off, man.
And the CIA.
God damn it.
And these are proper vampires with the fangs. They turn into smoke and bats.
That's not proper vampires.
It's not too bad.
It's
the proper vampires. They have the fangs. They drink the blood. They can't go into the sunlight. They turn into smoke. Bats, wolves. They can only be killed with a stake through the heart.
All right. What else? What do you got about it?
It ain't bad.
Really? That's your pitch?
It's pretty good. It's like it is a spy series, but the spies are vampires and zombies. And instead of going after nuclear launch codes and shit, they're going after magic.
When you say zombies, are you talking about zombies? Or like mummy zombies?
What do you mean mummy zombies?
Well, mummies are technically zombies because that's how they're just dead people walking around in wraps and garbs and stuff like that.
So whether they're walking around, so as opposed to regular zombies who just walk around shambling in clothes, you're talking about...
Right, yes.
So you're saying,
I'm fucking separating the two because zombies are, as we know, zombies are just dumb, stupid nothings, where mummies at least have some kind of intelligence to what they're doing, even though they're basically still dumb, stupid, and moving around.
Neither.
So how the fuck are they spies?
Because they can think and talk and stuff, and they can use magic.
They're not zombies.
This one is. He's a special zombie.
No, he's not a special zombie.
No, he's what, something like, other than a zombie. He's a worm thrall.
Not really. He's dead. He's walking around. If he bites you, you turn into a zombie.
He's not a zombie.
Then he's an alpha zombie.
Okay, still a zombie.
Oh, no. Zombie.
See, if you see alpha zombie.
Wait. If zombie. He bites you, do you turn into like a regular zombie or a zombie like him?
Zombie.
Then yeah, alpha zombie.
Okay, so still a zombie.
Not really. It's technically a separate classification, but I digress.
If it has zombie in it, he's a zombie.
He's not a zombie. he's an alpha undead.
Okay, moving on. Infestation. Zombies. Like proper zombies.
No.
Yeah, they're the shambling, like, they bite you, you turn into one of them.
How is it?
That's actually pretty good, because it spans four universes. It takes place in Star Trek. It takes place in Ghostbusters. It takes place in Transformers.
Are you serious?
Yes, and it takes place in G.I. Joe.
See, I was about to say I was losing interest because of the multi-universe thing. Then I heard the universe, and I'm like, fuck yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so it's IDW. It starts out in the like standard. It starts out in the CBO universe. And so these guys talk about, okay, so we have this portal opened up, and it's opened up to Universe Z. I guess, you know, you can guess what the Z stands for. And then the zombies break through. And then it turns out that the zombies are actually being controlled by a hive mind called the Undermind. Yes, so then the zombie on the CVO team bites one of the vampires, and then she becomes double undead.
So this hive mind, the one that's in charge of all that, that would be the alpha undead.
No, it is just... It is...
The alpha undead.
No.
Yes.
No. Because it's not... Because this thing isn't an actual... Because this thing isn't technically a zombie. It is... It is a giant being made up of like 20,000 different people.
It was like alpha undead.
It's a person made out of people.
So how is that technically not a zombie?
Because it doesn't bite you, and because it doesn't try to bite you and turn you into one of them.
But is it dead and alive at the same time?
No.
It's not. No. Is it dead or alive?
Neither.
It's neither.
Yeah, it's a hive mind. It is just a thought. It is just a consciousness that goes through all different things.
If it's thinking, then it's alive.
Well, okay, fuck it. We're not talking about this. So the virus, it is actually kind of cool because it also infects robots. So you can have robot zombies.
Okay.
This makes Cyborg Pirate Ninja Jesus more possible.
Yes, and it also means that the Transformers can become zombies.
Hold on.
I know, Zombie wasn't in there. Jesus. Now Cyborg Pirate Ninja Jesus can become a zombie, so he could be Cyborg Pirate Ninja Zombie Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was thinking he could be he could be Cyber Ninja Jesus versus Transformers.
Oh, God. We need to get back on fucking topic. Okay, so...
We're on topic. I just brought up Transformers. That's one of the universes.
Why are you suddenly all adamant about us being on topic? Like, before you didn't give a fuck.
I'm tired. And you pissed me off.
Oh, somebody need to go to bed.
No, somebody needs to stab you with a fedora.
It's sleepy time for the dead man.
Happy time for dead man.
Want a warm glass of milk?
No.
You can bother me for a warm glass of shut the hell up.
No, I think I'll take the cool refreshing taste of Diet Coke with lime.
Do I need to sing you a lullaby?
You want me to stab you in the dick?
Kinda, yeah.
Because I'm coming up there in June. I will stab you in the balls. I will strangle you to death with your own vas deferens.
Wait, in the dick or in the balls?
Both.
Because... Well, it can't be both. It has to be one or the other.
Three knives. Just duct tape them together.
Why three knives if it's only two areas?
Because people have two balls.
So you're going
to
stab.
He doesn't just want to go for the scrot. He wants to go for each testicle.
Yeah.
Wow.
One in the shaft, two in the balls.
Why in the shaft? Why not the head?
Because you start the shaft, pull down to the head.
Oh,
that's just gross.
Split your dick.
That's just wrong.
That's the internet, my friend. Okay, so Ghostbusters Universe is probably the best one of these because there is a bit where the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man fights a zombie Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
That sounds kind of awesome.
Yep, and it turns out the best way to fight the zombies is to use ghosts. And
okay.
So Ray just happened to make a gun that shot ghosts.
Not anymore.
Yeah, so apparently, yes, like their entire explanation is that zombies, like, they do not have a soul in their bodies. So by shooting a ghost near them, the ghosts then try to get into the body to inhabit the bodies, like to fill the place where the soul is gone. And they just kind of like freeze. They just kind of end up like freezing themselves into some weird quantum state of like frozen stuff.
Oh, see, I was looking at it from the point of view of ghosts aren't humans, so they don't have brains, and. The zombies won't want to eat them so that they could attack the zombies without the zombies caring to attack them.
Nope. Zombies have no soul, so then the ghosts try to fill in that hole with themselves, and they just kind of freeze themselves.
Mm.
And then they use the traps on them, they suck the ghost out, the zombie explodes. So, yeah. There's that.
So how does this work? Is one comic book with all these universes in one comic?
It has like Infestation number one, then Infestation Transformers, then Infestation G.I. Joe, then Infestation Star Trek, then Infestation Ghostbusters. Each of the four universes has its own two-issue miniseries about the infestation.
Okay.
Yeah. So like they're all taking place separately from one another, but they all have the same like zombies coming in, and Britt, who is the vampire who got bitten by the zombie, in them, spreading around the zombie virus. If that makes sense.
I guess so.
So moving on. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So yeah, this is a new series. Well, relatively new reboot from IDW, which was written by one of the co-creators of the original Ninja Turtles.
I guess the new argument for Michael Bay's alien Ninja Turtles is the actual ooze that was used to mutate the turtles was from space.
It was made by TCRI, who was working with space people.
And it was from space.
No, the ooze is made on Earth with space stuff.
It's from space.
Shut up.
It's from space.
The ooze didn't come down from space and land on turtles.
Okay, argue that with all the quote-unquote Ninja Turtle fans that are okay with the idea of them coming from space because the ooze is from space.
Yeah, but to all your retards out there, the ooze isn't from space. It was made using space stuff.
It's from... Let me ask you this.
There's a big difference between the ooze being from space and the turtles being from space.
Yes.
Even if the ooze was from space, which it isn't.
Yes, it was made by Baxter Stockman of Stockman Industries.
So let me ask you this. Two Americans go to another country, have sex, have a kid. Is that kid American?
No. Well, it depends if the kid born in America or Canada.
Yes, no. That's different. This isn't two turtles going into space, having sex, and bringing their kids back. These are alien turtles.
They're not even alien turtles. They're aliens that happen to look kind of like turtles.
Yeah.
But it's something that's made on Earth from all stuff from space.
It's not all stuff from space.
Do you have an ingredients list?
No, but I read the original comics. The original comics was Baxter Stockman was working with the Utrom to make some kind of mutagen thing. They gave him some of the materials. He used materials from Earth. They combined them, made the TCRI ooze, then it got spilt out.
Got it from Space Krang.
He got some stuff from Space Krang, used other stuff that was from Earth. Space Krang.
Everything.
Space Krang. Shut the fuck up. New Ninja Turtles is pretty awesome. They have changed... No, they're from New York. And it's kind of like changed up their it changed up their origin story a bit.
Oh.
They're not from space. Instead of being... No, instead of being just turtles who, like... Instead of, like, some kid walking home, dropping his turtles, and they fall down the sewers into the ooze, this is... So there were just four turtles. They were lab turtles being test... Like, they were having stuff, like, tests done on them, because Baxter Stockman was using that... Was using them to test some stuff he was going to send to the Utron, who were aliens. He was also testing Splinter. He was also testing that stuff on Splinter. But then, one day, ninjas show up to try to take him away. So they put the turtles in a bag, they put Splinter in a... They grab all, like, the mutagen stuff, put that in a bag, then they run away. The Splinter goes along after them and takes out one of the ninjas' eyes, because he's awesome. Then they were all dropped down the sewers, they got the ooze spilt on them, then they became the mutants. Oh yeah, also a cat got some of the ooze on them. So now there is another mutant around called Old Hob.
Old Hob?
Yep. He also has one eye. Because Splinter ripped out his eye. Yeah, so it's pretty good. It's
this one is Splinter, but it's such a violent motherfucker.
Well, Old Hob was trying to old one for one thing. The ninjas were trying to kidnap the turtles, so he wanted to save the turtles. Then Old Hob was trying to take away Raphael, so he would try to save Raphael. He's only violent when someone tries to. He's only violent when someone tries to hurt his kids.
Why not let them take Raphael? He's the dick of the group. He just brings everyone down.
Not really.
He's always a dick.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he brings everyone down.
Yeah, he brings down the morale of the group by constantly fucking being the bitch in the group.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does.
Not in this.
He's a bitch, and he brings down... That's because they're not thinking in anything other than, oh, he's... I like Raphael. He's a nice guy. Oh, look at him being nice.
No, they're just...
I'm like Raphael.
No, they're... Hey, you can fight.
Hey, yeah, be a dick to us all you want.
Well, actually, Leonardo's more of a dick.
Really?
Yeah. Like, he's the... Like, it's... There's a lot of, like kind of, like, friction going on between Leonardo and Donatello.
Uh-huh.
Because, like, Splinter, he has, like, been shooting this whole, like... So, in the original comic, Splinter was raised by like by a guy who used to be part of the Foot Clan called Hamada Yoshi. And then this guy Rokusaki comes along, kills Hamada Yoshi's wife, then kills Yoshi and becomes the Shredder.
Wait, he becomes Yoshi?
No, Rokusaki becomes the Shredder. Yoshi dies.
Oh.
Yeah, Yoshi gets murdered by the Shredder after Yoshi killed the Shredder's brother.
At what point does Mario come for revenge?
Never. Because Mario doesn't care about Yoshi. So, moving back. So, yes, so in the original comics, Rokusaki killed Hamada Yoshi. But then Hamada Yoshi's rat gets the ooze on him, and that's how he knows Kung Fu. And ninjutsu and shit. But then in the comics, in the new comics, what's happening is... Splinter thinks that he and the four turtles are reincarnations of Hamada Yoshi, who lived in feudal era Japan, and that's how they know. That's how they know ninjutsu, because they have had no training whatsoever. They're just like, well, actually, no formal training. Just kind of Splinter was like, "Hey, fight each other. Let's see what happens." Then they fight each other. It's like, "Hey, we can fight." And then Splinter's like, "Okay, so yeah, we're all reincarnations of some dead Japanese people."
So that kind of makes his title as master kind of pointless.
Not really, because he's still technically training them. Like, he knows some stuff about ninjutsu, I'm guessing, because, you know, he actually, because when he was still a rat, he fought ninjas and won. You know, maybe he watched, like, a couple Bruce Lee movies once. But yeah, and so, like, the whole fiction thing is that Leonardo, he's just following Splinter along with blind faith, and then Donatello's like, yeah, the whole thing of us being, like, reincarnated, that's kind of stupid. And Leonardo's like, shut the fuck up. Yeah.
And Raphael's like, I'm a badass.
No, and Raphael's like, hey, I have a family, because for like the first 5 issues, he didn't know who he was. Like, Raphael was like wandering the alleys, like not knowing what he was, who he was, where he came from.
He just knew he was angry and wanted to punch things.
Pretty much. Like, Like, one of the first times we get, like, a big chunk of time with him, he breaks into someone's house to punch a guy.
God damn. And he's not a dick?
Well, no, because he broke into that guy's house because he heard the guy he was going to punch beating a kid.
Yeah, dickhead.
And the kid just happened to be Casey Jones. And the kid just happened to be Casey Jones.
Okay. All right.
And then he and Casey start hanging out, and then they go out on the streets to beat people up. You know, Casey with his hockey mask and baseball bat.
Yeah, that's... He's going to go lynching people.
Yeah, he's going to go Goongala and then punch someone.
So, answer me this. If now they're reincarnations of people from feudal era Japan, why are they named after Renaissance artists?
Because April O'Neil named them that.
God! This is just getting stupid.
Well, that's because you... something.
Well... You know, they're just trying to ease us into the upcoming movie.
You know, I mean...
Not really, like
I understand like that even...
If they're trying to ease us into the upcoming movie, then they would have had, like, the turtles crash land on Earth as aliens. Like, have the aliens crash land on Earth. The other friend's like, oh, hey, look, turtles, I'm going to sell these.
No. They're giving us something slightly stupider than the original story.
Oh, yeah,
so that we have a basis for comparison of the movie...
Yeah, just slightly stupider.
Kind of stupid.
Yeah, just slightly stupider than a rat learning ninjutsu.
It's just another way that the creators of Ninja Turtles are fucking us. I mean, like, we can be pissed off all we want at Michael Bay for coming up with this alien thing all we want, but, I mean, it's not the first time that we've been fucked by the creators themselves of Ninja Turtles. And this is just another fucking example of how they don't give a shit. And they're just going to fucking throw anything at us that they can as long as they think it's going to make them money.
No, I'm just saying
this. What's stupider? A rat with nothing special about it learning ninjutsu than teaching that to four turtles? Or four turtles learning, or four turtles knowing ninjutsu.
Which one's worse?
Yeah, which one's stupider? Because you're saying,
turtles just knowing ninjutsu. You're the one. You can't make that argument. You're the one that was arguing like aliens can't just know ninjutsu, but four fucking mutant ninja turtles can just know ninjutsu.
No, that's bullshit. No, I'm saying aliens probably don't have something of ninjutsu, so they can't like come down and say.
What the fuck matters? It's the exact same thing. Whether they just know it because they're mutants, or whether they just know it because they're aliens, they just know it. Both ways are absolutely ridiculous.
I was not saying they just know it because they're mutants. I'm saying they just know it because they're reincarnations of four Asian kids, which all have the exact same personalities.
All I'm saying is this origin story is fucking stupid.
So is the original.
No. Original was fine. No one complained about the original.
Well, yeah, because it was the first time anyone's done anything like it.
That doesn't mean people wouldn't complain about it.
Well, the internet didn't exist back then.
Yeah.
That's true. But still, let's just be honest.
Yeah, so if the internet was around, we've been fine with
the original origin story this whole time. So there's nothing wrong with it. So don't try to make it sound like there could have been something wrong with it.
We've put up with, like, 5 reboots so far of Ninja Turtles, at least.
I had a Ninja Turtle toy once of, I think, Raphael or Donatello in, like, a scuba diving outfit. I look at that now and I'm like, that's so fucked up that they wouldn't even make something like that. I mean, it's just, they've always done this kind of stuff. And it's not just Ninja Turtles, they've done it with everything, really, except for Thundercats.
You know what? I just think they should stop rebooting it.
Well, they did recently reboot Thundercats.
Stop rebooting things. Why reboot the Ninja Turtles and change their origin story? I mean, maybe you're right. Maybe it's not that stupid. Maybe I need to read it. I don't know.
It's really good.
But
maybe the story is good
in the first place.
Yeah, and what's wrong with rebooting it and making it the exact same as it was? I mean, sure, the people, you know, us that grew up with Ninja Turtles. It's probably just going to be kind of like a rehashing to us. But, I mean, really, so what? I mean, all right, so go back, you know, when they reboot it exactly the same way, look at it from a standpoint of like, hey, man, you know, just going to go back to old school. I can't think of the word I'm looking for.
A lot of people are all for rebooting things to make them more with the times. Luckily, Ninja Turtles was set kind of futuristic, but in the same time, there was all this futuristic technology that is, well, a little of it we don't have, but most of it is like, okay, well, now they're on par. Wait, this Donatello's Googling things before Google exists. Isn't that cool?
Like in this one, they've had like character specific ones of like saying like little side stories for the Ninja Turtles. They had one with Donatello where like Donatello, he was like, yeah, my brothers don't really get it because I'm all into machines, but then he goes to like an internet forum and his name is like Does Machines 84. And he actually just like is spending a lot of time just on the computer. Like he's like everyone else asleep, it's like 3 a.m. He's just on the computer playing an MMO.
I'm sorry, if you went on the internet with the name Does Machines 84, you would get trolled so fucking hard.
Oh, he does get trolled. There is some guy that just like keeps trolling him every single time, and he's like oh god, I hate this guy, he's so fucking stupid. He just keeps arguing with him, and the guy just like, meh. Like, he's actually getting trolled constantly. And the guy says like he starts making up words like obtruse. He's like, man, stop being so obtruse. Like, obtruse isn't even a fucking word. Meh. And then he ends up meeting the guy in real life, the guy's a genius who can make him like an anti-gravity glove and turn invisible. And so Ninja Turtles, the new Ninja Turtles is good. Like this, the new comic book Ninja Turtles is good. The new movie Ninja Turtles is gonna be shit.
Well, the new comic book racist alien big boobied explosions.
Yes. An American flag waving somewhere. Yeah, it's like, and the Shredder is showing up soon, I'm getting. I'm hoping.
If someone would explain to you this new origin story before reading it, would you have had the same blinded opinion about it as you do about the movie? Would you have been like, sounds awesome, I want to read it?
Well, I would ask one question. It's like, is Michael Bay in
it? We haven't even seen one inch of the movie yet, and you're already saying it's going to be shit.
Yeah, because Michael
Bay. So I want to know if someone was to explain to you without you ever seeing the comic book, anything about the comic book, and been like, oh, everything's changed about it, and so many of the things are just stupidly changed. Would you have been like, oh, this is gonna be an awesome comic?
Well, I'd say two things. First, is Michael Bay involved? Two, is Platinum Dunes involved?
Okay,
why would you ask if Michael Bay's involved when it's a comic book?
Well, because you are bringing it up with the movie.
No, he's asking, if you heard that concept without having read the comic book already, would you think it was awesome?
Wait, so what's happening?
You heard the concept, like the whole origin, what you just explained to us, if you heard that before you read the comic, would you have thought, hey, that's awesome, I'm going to go read it?
No, I thought, it's interesting, you know, they're still turtles in ooze, so I'll check it out.
Alright. Okay.
Yeah, but... Yeah, I am confused.
Well, you've answered the question.
What was the point of the question?
Because you just blindly you're just like, I'm fine with all of us hating Michael Bay for trolling us or McBaying us, but you're like, the movie's gonna be shit, and you haven't even seen one inch of the fucking movie.
Yeah, but I've seen everything else Platinum Dunes has done. It's all been terrible.
That doesn't matter.
Is that who the director is?
No, that's the production company.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, but
like Platinum.
Director
what?
Made the Platinum Dunes.
That's Michael Bay's production company, right?
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. Michael Bay's not even directing it. I don't even know why Michael Bay's even speaking of, other than he owns the production company.
Who's directing it?
Jonathan something. Let me look it up.
Okay, and what were you giving the example of for his direction?
Let me look it up. I can't remember what I was saying. So feature films. So feature.
Even though this is totally movies.
Yes, but it still technically has to do with something because Ninja Turtles are comics originally.
I don't see why we can't flip flop when it comes to situations like this.
Okay, so Jonathan Liebsman. Jonathan Liebsman is the guy directing. And he also directed Darkness Falls, Texas Chainsaw Massacre: The Beginning, Battlefield LA, and Wrath of the Titans.
So nothing good.
Battle Los Angeles?
Yes.
That's a good movie.
I haven't seen that one, so...
Darkness Falls sucked, Texas Chainsaw Massacre: The Beginning sucked, Wrath of Titans looks like it's going to suck.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre: The Beginning was alright for a prequel to a movie that didn't need to be made.
Yeah, for what it wasn't bad.
Yeah, still, I did not like it. I did not like Darkness Falls.
Darkness Falls was garbage. That was dog shit.
Exactly. So a guy who has a career of making dog shit to bearable films moving on to an
interesting Battle of Los Angeles was a really good movie, I thought. I really liked that movie.
Other than Battle of Los Angeles, I can kind of see where some of his work might be somewhat comparable to Michael Bay.
That's exactly. And, like, I do not have a lot of faith going into this movie. Like, if it had been, like Michael Bay's producing it, fuck. But it's being written by this guy and directed by this guy. It's like, oh, they're good. Like, if it was being written or if it was being written and directed by two guys who I've seen works of theirs that I've loved, then I would say this movie could be good.
Like, well, yeah, Michael Bay as a producer and Joss Whedon's writing and directing, I'd go see it.
Yeah, like, I'd still be wary of a Michael Bay influence.
I would actually be, I'd want to see the behind the scenes to see those two, like, strangling each other.
Yes. Just like, you see, like, Joss Whedon, like, having, like, one of those, like slate boards, just beating Michael Bay to death with it.
Basically, like, what I'm trying to say here is,
fucking aliens!
I don't see those two working together in the near future.
Oh, good lord, no. Joss Whedon's too good for that. But no, like, having a guy who makes shitty movies, making a movie through a company that makes shitty movies, being directed by a guy who's made shitty movies.
Who's made mostly shitty movies.
Yes. I can, like, it's safe to assume that the next movie that all three of them make will be shit.
You're making it sound like Michael Bay only makes shitty movies.
Everything I've seen of his has been shit.
So then you haven't seen all his movies.
So okay. I'm saying from my experience.
I will say, I didn't mind The Island. Like, it wasn't good, but it wasn't horrible.
See, I really liked The Island, but I think it's because I went into it with the expectations of, this is the same guy that does, like, Bad Boys.
Yes. Yeah, but you see, I'm taking the average, you know, like, it can still have, like, you know, it's like, shit, 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 bearable shit, 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 shit. The average.
And I know you guys don't see a comparison between The Island and Logan's Run. Which is fine, but I do.
No,
and
like,
I love Logan's Run.
The Island is pretty much a remake of Logan's Run. Well, there are enough differences.
It's not even close to a remake of Logan's Run.
Well, it's not a remake, but it's a remake it's of very much inspired Logan's by. Order. In fact, the writer said it was very much inspired by Logan's Run.
It's a remake of Parts of the Clone Horror, which is like the people who made Parts of the Clone Horror actually sued Michael Bay and the people from The Island and won.
Great, awesome.
Logan's Run as I can see some stylistic, like, similarities between
the
two.
Yeah, there are some similarities. It's not the same storyline. You're right. No.
Yeah, they're not the same story.
No, like, Parts is the same story.
It's just really the same idea of people being out of their element and basically being lied to from a government of some type of what is going to happen to them, and they want this to happen to them, and they find out it's just all bullshit. That's basically all it really is. I mean, in its future.
Okay, back to comics.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle comic book, it is pretty good. I recommend people look at it. It's got decent art. It's got good writing. I'm really looking forward to when April O'Neil meets the Turtles.
I thought she named them.
Wait.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, like, meets the new Turtles. Because she knows the Turtles as Turtles. Like she started working at the research company where the Turtles were before they became the Ninja Turtles.
So they remembered their names from back then?
No, Splinter remembered their names. Because you see, Splinter, he was getting injections that, like, increases intelligence.
Okay.
So that he was, like, a smart rat.
All you need to say. You said all you need to say. I get it now.
Okay. But explain it.
Sure. Yeah, they're just setting us up for the movie to be pissed off. I mean, let's piss all over it so when the movie comes out,
the
movie is mad.
Really, the comic makes a lot more sense than the movie does.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe
it's not as bad as we think it will be. I might read an issue or two just to see.
It is good. I like it. I'm moving on.
Moving on.
That's all I've read.
That's all you've read.
Yes, news? No news. So, Michael Bay.
We've just been talking about that. We don't need to talk about it again.
He said something about Ninja Turtle movie.
Oh, did he say another fucking troll comment to all the haters?
Let me read. Okay, so this is talking about renaming it from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles to just Ninja Turtles. Paramount Marketing changed the name, They made the title simple. The characters you all remember are exactly the same, and yes, they still act like teenagers. Everything you remember, why you like the characters, is in the movie. This script is being developed by two very smart writers with one of the original creators of the Ninja Turtles. They are very much about making this film for fans. Everyone on the team cares about the fans. Just give them a chance. Jonathan, the director, is a major fan of the whole thing. He's not going to let you down. Michael.
You know what? If they're aliens, why the fuck do they act like our teenagers? That doesn't make any fucking sense. Yeah. So don't tell us they're still going to act like teenagers. If they're going to be aliens, make them act like fucking aliens. And Paramount Pictures changed the title. Well, does that mean you have to make them aliens? Or would you have left it Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles even if they were fucking aliens? What, would you have done that? Yeah. No. You wouldn't, because then people would be pissed off. They'd be like, you promised us Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, so you gave us aliens. And they'd be pissed off. So you would have changed the title anyways.
This would have been fine in like the early 90s, late 80s.
Like during Master of the Universe times, when you could used to be able to get away with making shit like this.
But the one thing that's really starting to piss me off about all this is, like, where does Splinter fit into all this? Like, right, so the turtles are from an alien race, fine. But then, what is Splinter?
Is he from
a different alien race? Is he a human who was mutated into a rat, or is he just human, or is he a rat who was mutated into a humanoid? Like, where are they going to fit Splinter into all this? And I'm also wondering who the enemy's going to be. Like, is it going
to be Shredder?
Yeah, then what are they going to do?
It's probably going to be Krang.
Is it going to be Shredder? But if it is Shredder, is it going to be the human Shredder? Is it going to be the alien Shredder? Is it going to be Shredder's daughter? Are they going to have the Triceratons? Are they going to have like the NRF? Is it going to have any of that shit that's happening? Like, there are a lot of enemies. Like, is it going to be Rocksteady and Bebop?
It doesn't matter who it is.
Who, by the way, have it introduced in the comics? As humans, who are going to be mutated soon. So, yes.
It's going to suck no matter what. I don't care who the enemies are. I'm not watching it. Or at the very least, I'm not paying for it. And if we watch it, I demand we do a commentary track.
As soon as that thing comes out in video, we're doing a fucking commentary track for it.
Even if it's an extra one.
As soon as we get our hands on any kind of digital release that is watchable... We are going to be doing a fucking commentary track of this movie, and we are going to be tearing it apart.
I will have to find a soundproofed room, because I'll be raging a lot, and I don't want to piss off my neighbors.
Fuck your neighbors.
Do it at someone else's house.
Dude, fuck your neighbors.
Well, it's just if my neighbors get too pissed off, they complain to the building management, and then the building management complains to me, which is bad.
So, dude, just say, I was watching a new Michael Bay movie. Oh, okay.
Gotcha.
They'll completely understand.
It's like, okay, just keep it down next time. No, they'd be like, what are we doing? It's like, I was watching a Michael Bay movie. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't realize.
Build myself a fort out of egg cartons.
What happens then is that your landlord will go next door and start pounding on their door. When they actually be like, hey, he was watching a Michael Bay fucking film, all right? Yeah, now leave him alone.
It's like, he's watching Michael Bay. What the fuck were you doing?
That man is a hero.
That man deserves your respect. It's like, you know what? Empty your wallets. It's like, empty your fucking wallets. And just pulls out a gun. Just mugs your neighbors to give you the money. It's like, I'm sorry, here, take all this money. They won't say anything ever again. Okay. So yeah, moving on. Marvel has started revealing some stuff about Spider-Man. So Spider-Man is their new upcoming Spider-Man event thing. It's going to be taking place in June. And so they've released this image, which is just saying Spider-Man with two images in front of it. One of them has been revealed as Spider-Man. The other one is still blacked out. So there are a few possibilities it could be. It could be Venom, it could be Scarlet Spider, it could be Ultimate Spider-Man, like the new one, because it's entirely possible. Because being written by Brian Michael Bendis and being drawn by Sarah Pacelli, who also draws the Ultimate Spider-Man series.
the Ultimate Spider-Man, Peter Parker, could come back through a space-time rift?
Or he could just be not dead, because that seems to be kind of the thing now in the Ultimate Universe.
I feel like you should actually have to explain when your characters come back to life.
Yeah, like in Ultimate X-Men. So in Ultimate X-Men, Magneto and Professor X are both back from the dead. No reason has been given.
How long before comic book fans start raging against, at least Marvel, I guess, about this whole gimmick of killing superheroes off just to get a big, you know, surge of people buying comic books and a big surge of word of mouth and advertisement and blah, blah, blah.
They'll start raging at Marvel as soon as DC stops doing that.
No, they'll start right now. We're going to lead it.
You know, like, DC has been doing this shit for a lot longer than Marvel has.
They're the okay, ones who started it.
I mean, are comic book fans just that stupid then? That they're just like, why are we doing this? I mean, like, fucking Kim Kardashian can't even do a fake wedding without everyone being an uprised about it. But fucking these people can be like, you know what could help sales right now is if we kill off fill in the blank, Captain America, Spider-Man, whoever.
Because comic book fans are used to it.
That's the thing. That's the
you have to just like, oh, goddammit, they're doing it again.
Start being used to things and accepting them, then they will just walk all over you. If you stop buying comics, then they will stop doing that shit.
Yeah, I mean, really, it's like, you know, let's keep buying comic books like normal. I say that with a touch of irony for the three of us. but the next time they decide to kill someone off, don't buy that comic. And be like, we're not falling into your little fucking game.
And what are you talking about, Jax? I always pay for my comics. What, do you think I download them illegally or something? I would never do something like that.
No. Oh, God, no.
No, like, the thing is, a lot of these death stories are actually pretty good. Like, that Spider-Man was awesome. Like, when Captain America, well, Bucky Barnes' Captain America died, it was part of Fear itself, and that was pretty good. You know, Death of Superman, that was kind of shit, but...
Well, no, yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to say that they're shitty at all. It's just, I just feel like it's a shitty tactic that comic books are doing. Mm-hmm. And it's like, especially when they're going to bring him back. You know, like, Human Torch died, but then he comes back, and that's kind of Marvel's alternate universes, that's their thing now, is bring back comic book heroes. It's like, then why kill him off?
I don't know, like...
Other than to do that, generate that hype.
Like, the death of Magneto and the death of, like, Professor X, they were both, like, really insane. Like Magneto, his head was literally destroyed.
Well, yeah, but you can write a good death, but there's still no good reason for it. You're still only doing it to sell comic books, and then you just want to bring them back again so that you can keep using the character.
Well, that one had a good... Well, the death of Magneto had a good story, reason for him dying.
That story was probably written after a marketing group got together and said, hey, let's kill this character to make some money. And then they wrote that story.
Well, it was not marketed... Like, the story was not marketed as, yo, Magneto dies. It was marketed as, yo, Magneto destroys half the world with Thor's hammer. That was the marketing. Like, Magneto now has Thor's hammer. Holy shit, things are going to go horribly wrong. And then, like, at the end of it, it's just like, oh yeah, so he's dead, and then Cyclops gets shot in the face. So yeah, like, that's, like, a lot of these, like, some of the big deaths of superheroes, they are not marketed as the deaths of superheroes. They are marketed as big events. They're just, oh yeah, by the way, at the end of it, this guy dies. You know, like the death of the Human Torch. I'm pretty sure it wasn't marketed as the death of the Human Torch. It was marketed as the end of the Fantastic Four.
That's true, because afterwards they went to FF or whatever.
Yeah, the Future Foundation.
But still, I mean, it's not like that wasn't a big deal with them ending that. It's Human Torch. They could have ended the Fantastic Four without killing off the Human Torch.
Yeah, they could have, but that's not what they decided to do. It's like, all they need is this huge epic moment to, like, affect the Fantastic Four in a profound way.
Except then they would bring him back, and that makes it totally, like, retroactively pointless. The problem is they have they're so willing to kill off their characters because they can just bring them back whenever they feel like it.
The problem is publishers keep asking people to bring characters back. Like there have been a bunch of writers that have, like, written stories of characters dying. But then, like, the publishers will say, oh, yeah, by the way, the publishers would hand off someone else, like, oh, yeah, by the way, bring this guy back. You know, like,
yeah, the publishers are the problem.
Yeah, like, Brian Michael Bendis. Brian Michael Bendis, I'm pretty sure when he wrote The Death of Spider-Man, he said, okay, so Spider-Man's going to stay dead. And I'm guessing at some point the publisher's going to say, oh, yeah, by the way, bring Spider-Man back.
Yeah, what kind of sucks is, like, why? You know, like, it's a different universe, so who gives a shit really what happens? Like goddamn, man, make the alternate universe like the what if of the universes. Mm-hmm. You know, let stupid shit happen, but just man up and keep it that way.
Yeah, let awesome shit happen, because in the main universe, Spider-Man would never die from being shot. Like, if they ever actually had Spider-Man die, it would be from some, like, insane stupid thing.
Yeah.
But this one is just like, oh yeah, this Punisher just shot him in the kidney.
I mean, I like the idea of Spider-Man dying the way he dies. Yeah, it's awesome.
It was a fantastic death.
Yeah, I mean, just you're the wrong person in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah, and his spider sense was going off for the wrong reason. You're like, oh wait a minute, there's a gun. We're going to Captain America. I must save him. And then, like, Frank House, like, right, just going to shoot him in the kneecap.
Oh, man. The only time his spider sense is wrong, it gets him killed.
Yeah, but his spider sense never actually, like, tells him what's happening. It's like, oh, yeah, by the way, danger.
Right. No, yeah, it doesn't tell him exactly what's happening. It just tells him danger. But it's just this time it didn't tell him, you know, exactly what to look out for.
Yeah, but it never tells him exactly what to look out for.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it just says, "Oh yeah," it says, "Oh wait, oh yeah."
Never mind.
It just says, "Hey, danger's coming." And then
what you mean, Shax. Dead man, just stop.
What? I don't know what you're fucking talking about.
Doesn't need to be explained.
Then you guys explain what needs to be explained. Like, what the fuck you're talking about? Because I don't know what's happening.
It doesn't need to be explained. There's no way to explain it.
Way to explain what?
Yep.
I'm confused.
Keep it that way. Move on.
Okay, done. We're done. That's news.
All right.
That's it for news? No more?
Nope, two pieces of news. It's only been a week.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It has only been a week.
You're the host. You're the one who ends it, right?
Yeah, I guess. So that does it for the DestroProds.com comic book podcast. Confused edition. As always, you can follow us on Twitter. You can follow the site at Desto Prods. You can follow me at Deadman or Scotty Prods. We got Bobby Wan and Fuck Shax at Fuck Shax. We are on Facebook. You can like us on there. We're on Google Plus. You can follow us on there. Subscribe to the RSS. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Leave us some reviews. Let us know how we're doing. Let us know how much you hate us. Like, I'm guessing that at least 7 of you have a burning hatred and desire to kill us all. I hope. And we'd like to hear about that.
You know, that's what really sucks about it is, like, love us or hate us, just let us know. It's the in-between that sucks.
Yeah, it's like just the not knowing of if anyone's even listening to us, and if they do, what they like about us, what they don't like about us. Like, I feel like we're in grade 5 or something. We just, like, said that note. It's like, hey, do you like us? A little, like, yes or no checkbox. And we haven't gotten it back yet.
We never get it back.
Yeah, it's like you just hand it off, the girl gets it, and then she just kind of, like, folds it up and puts it inside her desk. You're like, wait, what? What's happening? What's going on?
By the way, Dead Man, if that ever happens to you, it's actually a no.
No, they usually make sure I can see them, then they tear it up.
I never sent those notes. I just received them.
Yeah, I usually received hateful remarks. Like, everyone in class, like, in the middle of class, calling me a freak. And then being beaten up in the schoolyard. And then having guys laugh about how bad they got beaten up. Yeah, my life sucks.
Don't worry, I got bullied at that school, too.
I feel like this episode needs a couch. We need two couches, one for each of you to lay on. Just tell Dr. Shaw all your problems.
What are my major psychological problems that you can help? None.
Well, hey, we are going to be able... In June, we are all going to be in the same room recording shit.
Yeah, we're going to have to do a live podcast that week.
Yeah. So, tinytac.com/desktopprods in the week of June 16th. Catch it.
Anyways.
There's all that stuff. Just please, for the love of Christ, let us know. Forums, like iTunes reviews, comments, email, Twitters.
Facebook. You can use our Facebook page.
Messenger pigeons. you can set a fucking Telegram. I'll find a guy and set one up.
Anyways, let's wrap up this.
Skywriting. I don't give a fuck. Just tell us.
Let's wrap up this mess.
Yeah, so I'm confused.
I'm Bovi-Wan.
I'm Shax, and dead air. I'm here to kill the wizard.
I don't even know what that means. We'll see you next time.